North Dakota's five Native American tribes add their voices to calls for keeping wild horses in a historic park. The chairman of United Tribes of North Dakota wrote to the superintendent of Theodore Roosevelt National Park to urge the continued preservation of the park's wild horses and longhorn cattle. North Dakota's five Native American tribes have joined the growing list of those calling upon Theodore Roosevelt National Park to maintain its herds of wild horses and longhorn cattle. Jamie Azure, the chairman of United Tribes of North Dakota, has written to the superintendent of the park, who announced the park's proposal to remove the herds, to express the tribe's general support for the continued preservation of wild horses and longhorns. In the letter to Park Superintendent Angie Richmond, dated Friday, February 3rd, United Tribes endorsed the offer by Governor Doug Burgum to collaborate with the park to keep the horses a major draw at the state's top tourist destination. With only five Native American members in the 118th U.S. Congress, the Congressional Committee assignments they attain are important to Indian country. Seniority is another factor. Republican Representative Tom Cole, a Chickasaw, is the longest-serving Native American serving in Congress. With almost 20 years of experience on Capitol Hill, Cole, who is serving in his 10th term in the House of Representatives, was named on January 10th the chair of the powerful House Rules Committee by Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Cole is the first Native American to ever head the committee. He served as vice chairman of the committee beginning in 2017 and as ranking member of the committee during the past two Congresses. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.